This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's now 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner at the social media helm. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Excuse me. I'm Doug Stefano.
You all right?
You
haven't been to any cat's birthday parties lately, have you?
No, tell that story, though.
So my favorite story, my favorite headline of the day, comes actually from... gosh, this is a radio website, 790 AM WBBM. I don't know if you know them.
WBBM in Chicago, yep.
But the headline says, a cat's birthday party reportedly leads to 15 people contracting COVID.
It's a super spreader.
It's a super spreader event, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, 15 COVID positive cases went traced back to this birthday party for a cat.
So, like, how many people think in the middle of a pandemic it's important enough to go to a cat's birthday party?
I know, and how many children are reading this or hearing their parents talk about this day going, wait a second, Mom, I didn't get a birthday, but
right.
My dad did.
No birthdays. Okay. So I want to, the first thing I want to do is recognize and remember an experience I had about 40, maybe 50. I was a teenager, so it would have been 50-some-odd years ago in Pascagoula, Mississippi. The newest affiliate to this program is WPMO, which is at 1580 in Pascagoula, which is in the Mobile, Alabama area. It's been a couple of years since we had a Mobile and that area affiliate. I was in Pascagoula when I was a teenager. There was a destroyer. They have a huge shipyard there, a shipbuilding facility. And so when I went, it was to honor my uncle for whom I am named. My given name is Dudley, and my uncle Dudley Walker Morton was the commander of the USS Wahoo back in the Second World War, sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the war than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. So in honor of him, a destroyer was commissioned at the Pascagoula shipyards back in, I want to say, well, what would that have been? In the 70s, maybe late 60s, early 70s. They tended to build these ships in honor of the men and women, mostly. I don't know of any ship, now that I think about it. This would be something good to look up, ladies. Is there a ship anywhere in the Navy named after a woman? I'm thinking about all of the aircraft carriers and battleships and destroyers, and I don't know of any women. I think that'd be interesting to look at. Anyway, maybe somebody in Pascagoula knows, and you can respond to us at DJV Show on Twitter or Facebook.com/DJV Show. That'd be cool. So, at any rate, happy to have you as the newest member of the fleet here, WPMO, in Pascagoula. They have a great tradition, a great history down there. They build a lot of great ships. I'm sure a lot of people working down there, I hope, are appreciative of the fact that I don't know, because I've been down there for a number of years, how much shipbuilding is still going on there. I hope a lot, because there's a great yard, kind of like the Bath Yard up in Maine, where a lot of these ships have been built as well. The time passes on. Is it possible that it was a year ago at this time that Kobe Bryant died?
Yeah.
Think about that. Put that into your head for a minute. Isn't that crazy? A year ago.
It feels like a long time, and in other
yes.
ways it feels like a blink. It's weird.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
I think all of 2020 just threw everyone's sense of the time-space continuum so far off that, like, yeah, just saying, oh, it was a year ago for Kobe and their daughter Gianna passing away in that helicopter crash. But then, like Jen said, I could also think, well, is it a couple years now? Like, it's just, I have no concept of how long ago that was. But what a horrible milestone for Vanessa yeah. and the other kids to have to, because inevitably
no,
when you have any type of tragedy like that, or even just losing a loved one, that one-year milestone, you know, you just probably relive that day, and that was a horrible day for that family.
Yep. Well, it just adds, when you get down to the brass tacks of it all, to what a crappy year 2020 was. in so many ways. And it wasn't long after that, we discovered a month or so after that, that we were in the throes of what could be game-changing activity, and it was and still is for many people. I thought it was interesting that the new public service announcement that's out now to get people to take the mask thing seriously and distancing, get your vaccine, stars Dr. Fauci. The Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is now his, well, that was his job, was it? He's the White House chief advisor on medicine, too, isn't he? Under the
he
new
is
administration.
Now. He's in a new position now. Yeah. I don't know what
the
title is.
He was the head of the National Institute of Health. That was where he has been. So
that's it. Okay. So anyway, has anybody seen this PSA? It just came out, I think, over the weekend.
No.
He says, he starts by saying we're going to see a turnaround in attitude. And I don't know if that's, I think a lot of people have had the attitude already, although we have, you know, there's been certain pockets where people didn't want to wear them because they have a right not to wear them or whatever their selfish thinking is, because that's what it is in my mind. Anyway, so the mask demonstration, I thought this was interesting. He's showing people in the PSA how to put the mask on.
Well, I think that's good, because I'm still seeing way too many chin diapers, and so it's like, I don't understand how people don't know you have to cover your nose.
Don't cover your nose. Yeah,
like, you have to cover your nose. What is the point of wearing it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. It drives me nuts. I hate seeing that.
When we do the Navage spot, it always is a focus on your nose, because your nose and your eyes are where the stuff comes into your body, so you want to protect your nose, and you want to breathe this stuff out if you have it. So a pretty simple and significant way of remembering. Here's something that will send most people into the ozone. You know how I feel about the Russians and the Chinese. There is a mass anti-Putin protest going on in Russia this week, apparently started by that. The people who are upset are followers of Alexei. Is it Navalny? I always wonder about pronouncing these names. That's it, right? Navalny?
Navalny. Yeah, he's the guy who recovered from being poisoned.
Killed.
And
then
he flew.
Killed.
Yeah, then he flew back to Russia, and now he's been arrested again. So these are people protesting, and there were tens of thousands across Russia who are protesting why he was to get him released. I don't even know what the charges are, if that even matters in Russia. It probably doesn't. So I'm not sure
why he went back.
I know.
I mean, I guess he went back to make a point, but
yeah. Now he's going to rot in jail, and they'll poison him again.
Yep. Well, that, by the way, this is being at least reported here by people who have been in Russia. The same kind of protests are going on in China, but you're not hearing about it. The Chinese have become very restless because there have been a lot of people laid off because of the virus. We were talking about millions. You know, and this, I'm going to go down a side street here for a minute. Last night I watched, when I got home, I turned on TV and The Millionaire was on. And Kimmel's talking to some woman who's a doctor, and, you know, they're going through, and she's up to $250,000. And the questions normally get harder, right? You only have two. After it's 250, it's 500, and then it's a million. So she's only two from the top. And the question came up about what percentage. The question was, and I imagine a lot of you people may have seen this on Sunday night. The question came as to what percentage of the world's population lives in China. And so these two women, a doctor and her friend, she had a friend in the studio that was the lifeline, and they're going back and forth, and they both look, they look at Jimmy and say, well, we don't really know how many people there are on the planet. The question included that there were 1.3 billion people live in China. What percentage of the world's population is that? And neither one of them knew that the population of the planet was about 7 billion. How can you not know, how can educated people not know what the population of the planet is? And the way they were struggling, it was embarrassing. I got to a point where I was yelling at the TV, and then I changed the channel.
So it's 1.3 billion live in China, 7
right.
billion on the planet. So
one of the answers was 18%, one of the answers was 9%, one of the answers was 34%, and the other one was, I don't know, something. But obviously, if you have any math skills at all, you can figure out if there's 7 plus billion and there's 1.3, it's 18%. So I would have thought, my God, what a give, $250,000 for that question? Boy,
so I'm guessing they got it wrong.
Yeah, I was so annoyed, I just changed the channel. I don't know if they got it right or not, frankly. But that kind of stuff, that's the weakness in our educational system. When you can't, these women were very educated women.
But also, let's. This is not us sitting here like where we have time to sit and kind of think about it. You're under the gun. If you're on a game show, you're on TV, and you're the clock is ticking. I think
that's
that
the whole
element
point.
Of pressure. Okay, well, I'm just
how
saying
you make
that.
It through the pressure.
Right, yeah. But that's a lot of math for 30 seconds or whatever they give you.
No,
the answer.
Come on, that's not
okay.
Really.
All right. Well, then you should go on the show.
I would love to go on the show. I'd win all the money. I'd take it away. Bingo, bango. How many
Who
people would like
your
to
phone
see
a friend? Yeah. It would have to be your
Who
daughter.
Who would be? My phone a friend?
Yeah.
It would either be my daughter or my son. Yeah, probably. They're both smart. So it would depend on the category of, because they both have strength. If it was something like English history, Megan would be right there on the phone. Figure it right out. If it was something more practical, and I don't say that, but my daughter's not practical, but she's not too practical.
Well, something more pop culture, Brendan would know.
Brendan would know, yeah, exactly. Yep, yep. Speaking of that, our DJV download, latest one that's at djvshow.com. Doug Stephan presents the DJV download. It's dougstephan.com/DJV show. DJV show, or wherever you get your podcast. Jennifer talks about the passing of her grandmother. I talk about the story of my former wife, Tony. And the similarities in their passing and the stuff in my family where it has been. We also talk about the big lottery winner at the time, the Powerball winner. Now we got another big winner to be excited about. And on this podcast, Dr. Ken reveals that one of two cups of coffee a day will be very good in deterring several forms of cancer. So if you have one or two cups of coffee a day, it's good at deferring cancer. Figure out how that works. You can listen to the podcast at djvshow.com, at iTunes, Podcast, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. All right, so for those of you who have been observant over the weekend, you may have noticed all the spots that have started to play for the Tokyo 2020 Games that are now going to be held this year. That's the idea anyway. Olympic Games in Tokyo on July 23rd at the Olympic Stadium in Tokyo. They're not backing away from that. And the 2022 Winter Olympics will be held in Beijing. Boo! Boo! 21 after the hour.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now 23 after the hour on the good old DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner is on top of the world, or on top of at least our the focus that we have on social media. The latest question has to do with the cost of gasoline. We had these questions in, sprinkle them around, find out where people. I've noticed so much, and congratulations to you. Isn't it nice, ladies, to see all the impact that Jay's having with the social media? Tons more people are voicing their thoughts and opinions. Just it's working it as much as anything else. So that's good. It adds to our, it adds to the knowledge level and interest level that people have. So we started talking earlier about the price of gasoline, and apparently there are only a couple of us who have seen the increase in gas, so we were trying to find out what it's like around the country. Jay, what are you getting?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people are seeing an increase, some definitely higher than others. John Ackerman shares gas in Indiana has gone up 30 cents,
mm-hmm.
which, I mean, that is a huge jump. Hoosier Dave tweets that gas is up about 25 cents in southern Indiana, now costing $2.49, and Andy
so
Brinkley
that's two people in Indiana, or do you have more even from Indiana?
We have Arkansas. Eastern Arkansas saw a rise from $2.13 to $2.23. Mm-hmm. And in Humboldt County, California, Rick Ault tweets that there's a 4 cents higher increase.
Yeah,
so I mean, ranges
it's already
from
$10 a gallon there.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Yeah.
So I remember when I was in California, it jumped to $6. I was like, and this was back in the early aughts, and I was like, what is happening? Why is gas $6 a gallon?
Very expensive to do anything in California.
Well, because the tax level, there's a dollar's more worth of taxes. It isn't that the gas is more expensive. It's buying the service, if you will, because in California, they add taxes onto everything ad nauseum. It is the most disgusting.
Well, and this is one of the things that you can be warned about looking ahead for the rest of the country, because a lot of these taxes for clean air and for, you know, for environmentalist policies, that's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, good luck. Here are California's problems maybe spreading to the rest of the country.
Well, turn the heat
right
down and just wear the mittens like Bernie's got. That'd be keep everybody
those
warm,
are sold
right?
out. You can't get them.
It's pretty amazing.
They're so awful. I can't imagine.
They're pretty ugly, but they captured. Have you seen all of those? They must be. Is there any response to that on social media, Jay? All of the memes that are around of Bernie.
Oh, yeah, I saw a couple of photos going everywhere. It's kind of impressive. I think my favorite one I've seen is a picture of Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks,
yes,
sitting on his bench with Bernie sitting right next to him.
Yeah, that's kind of cute. All right, so what else you got? You got a lot of projects going on there. What other things are people responding to on Facebook.com/DJV Show or at DJV Show?
Well, Willy Wonka is getting a remake. There's a remake in the works for a 2023 release date. Yeah. It's supposed to be kind of a younger Willy Wonka. And we asked people on Facebook to cast, who would you have play Willy Wonka, except we were looking for wrong answers only. Mm-hmm. And Susie O posted a GIF of Linda Blair as the exorcist. And Dan Moeller's pick is Samuel L. Jackson, which I'm totally here for that. That's a correct answer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He could do that.
Why do we need another Willy Wonka? We already had the weird Tim Burton one with Johnny Depp. Like, do we need another one?
No.
Yeah, shouldn't there be some kind of length of time that a period where you cannot do a remake or a reboot? You have to wait until the time.
And there ought to be a law. Yes. That's it. It's kind of silly. Who's going to go? Most of those remakes are not much good anyway. But if you put Samuel L. Jackson in there, and then people are going to just, it's kind of like going, for me, I would see most anything he's in. Like, I used to be able to see everything John Wayne was in, or Clint Eastwood was in, or Gene Hackman was in, you know, De Niro. You just kind of go see the movie because they're in it. All right, one other quickie. What else, Jay?
Condolences for Larry King's passing, of course, over the weekend. Gina Hulse is praying for Larry's family and friends, and Robbie Douglas posts RIP Larry, while Tanya Price says he did the best interviews and he will be missed.
Yep. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An increasing number of Republican senators say they oppose holding an impeachment trial for former President Trump. Senator Marco Rubio, Republican from Florida, said the upcoming trial of Trump is counterproductive, stupid, and harmful for the United States. Another President Biden executive order will take steps on Monday to harness the purchasing power of the United States government, the world's largest single buyer, to increase domestic manufacturing and create markets for new technologies. China overtook the United States as the world top manufacturer in 2010 and was responsible for 28% of global output in 2018, according to the United Nations data. The Biden administration has proposed a five-year extension of the treaty constraining the United States and Russian nuclear arsenals. The Biden team also wants the Russians to help with an investigation into the massive Russian-leaked cyber attack on several U.S. government departments and have demand the release of Russian leading opposition figure Alexei Navalny. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Super Bowl 55 is now set up as an old guard versus new guard in the National Football League. For the first time in history, the Super Bowl will feature a team that is home to the game site, Kansas City versus Tampa Bay. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Kansas City Chiefs will get a chance to repeat as NFL champions after beating the Buffalo Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeated the Green Bay Packers 31-26 in the NFC Championship game to provide their opposition. The win sends Tampa quarterback Tom Brady to his 10th Super Bowl, extending his record for most appearances in the game. With the Bucs' win, they become the first team to play in a Super Bowl in their home stadium. Super Bowl 55 will happen February 7th at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. The game will also set a record for the lowest attended Super Bowl thanks to COVID-19. Capacity at the 65,000-seat stadium will be capped at 22,000 fans. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Impeachment update with Jeremy Scott.
9 members of Congress appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate Monday night. Impeachment manager Representative Madeline Dean of Pennsylvania tells CNN State of the Union she expects the timeline for the upcoming trial to move quicker than the previous impeachment trial, which lasted 21 days.
I do respect that it is up to the Senate to place those rules. I would expect it would go faster. I believe that this impeachment trial, I hope conviction, ultimate disqualification, are the very first powerful steps toward unity in our country moving forward.
The Senate's trial is scheduled to begin in 2 weeks. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good day to you. How do you do? Hope everything is fine. It's the DJV show with best wishes for the day, the week, the month, the year. Jennifer Horn is here. Terry Keelan, Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen with the All-Star cast. So the question may be, and we post this on social media as well, Jay, is a $2,000 stimulus check the best way to help the economy? Or is it something else? Is it better to do other things like Biden's, what does he call it, Buy America plan? Or do these things all have to be merged together? What do we think, ladies? Victoria, what's your preference? You waiting with bated breath for a $2,000 stimulus check?
No. I think no. that...
I didn't think so.
But the truth is, though, I have a job, and I'm very thankful for that. I would rather see this money go to people who, like, can't put food on the table right now. We're seeing, in my local news, we're seeing so many cases of people being arrested, mostly women, being arrested for shoplifting, and they're stealing diapers, and they're stealing baby formula. They can't feed their children.
Like, happened last enough March with this, and April, too.
I mean, enough with this posturing of, you know, if it, is it 1,400 or is it 2,000? We went all through this last fall with $600. $600 does nothing to help a family survive. So, I mean, the food banks are over. You know, the demand is insane. It's just I'm tired of all the politics in this. Like, let's actually help people who really need help right now.
Mm-hmm. What is the best way to help them? All right, Jennifer, you want to weigh in on this?
Well, of course, I think that the best way to help people overall is to put people back to work. I mean,
yep.
The fact that we were talking on the break about California. Finally, the lawsuits and the recall effort on Gavin Newsom have piled up, and so he's expected to lift his stay-at-home orders because, guess what, there's no science that says that outdoor dining and that some of these businesses that have really amped up their safety precautions are causing the spread.
In fact,
what do we always hear? Safer at home. It's actually dangerous at home because the place people are spreading it is at home. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's time to just get people back to work, do it in a safe way. And I think that in and of itself will make a difference for people. But Victoria's right. The fact that we're just handing out money to everybody is stupid. We can't just turn on the desk jet and print money, which is what's happening right now, to send to people who need it or who don't need it, who might still be working.
Right.
So I don't know. There's some thoughts. Ilhan Omar was calling for everybody to get a payment through now until the end of the pandemic is over. Well, when is that going to be? Is it going to be July? Is it going to be next? Yeah, and where is that money coming from?
A lottery ticket.
And look, I'd love to get some government money every month, but is it worth going into so much debt for?
No, it's your money.
Really,
it's not government money. It's your money. I'm paying for this. You're paying for this. $465 billion. That's part of the proposal that is aimed at these checks.
I mean, I said $600 was insulting, and I mean it. For people who have really been suffering,
yes,
$600 is insulting.
Right. Yep.
Yeah,
so. But the thing that, going back to California for one second, the thing that never, I mean, I know if you're living there, it also doesn't make sense, but it, like, blows my mind that you guys, for most of your state, you have one of the only climates that could sustain outdoor dining all winter long, and yet that wasn't even an option. And outdoor dining, there is zero science that has linked any outbreak to outdoor dining. In New Jersey, where I am, we've had outdoor dining open the whole time. Indoor dining is still open. It never closed, but it's only at 25% capacity. So at least restaurants have a chance to stay alive. But to squash that option in California, just Gavin Newsom is just, this is an idiotic. And then, of course, we saw him dining indoors for like $1,000 a plate. Yeah.
He's a bad actor. So the standard seems to be these days, since Biden got in, what would FDR do? Would he have done something like this? Because we look back to that era from 1933 on, getting out of the Dust Bowl, getting out of the Depression, getting into the war. Hopefully we're not going to get into another war. But at any rate, the deepest problems back then are similar to the deepest problems today. And so a lot of Democrats are saying, okay, what would FDR do, or what did he do? Never mind, what would he have done? What did he do? And I don't think it was a penny sent to anybody back then. I'm looking at...
Didn't Social Security get developed under FDR?
Yes,
he created that, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
right. Senator Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat from West Virginia, said FDR didn't recommend sending a damn penny to any human being. He gave him a job and gave him a paycheck. And that's really this is the infrastructure argument that's going on now. Actually, Trump started that infrastructure for, I don't even know what happened to that. That was one of his, I go back and forth on this. You hear me all the time talking about how disgraceful it is the bridges and the roads are in the shape they're in. And the reason that they're in that bad shape is because they're poorly constructed in the first place, because government specs don't make them, the roads and the bridges, tough enough, because they're in cahoots with the unions to keep people working for these companies, the union companies that get massive jobs rebuilding the roads and the bridges. You see from, you know, pretty much all around the year now. It used to be just in the good weather months, but now it's pretty much all year long. You can't go across the country, go on any interstate, any place, where there aren't massive rebuilding projects, and you go from two lanes to one lane or three lanes to one way, and they go around the bridges and all that other stuff. That's completely on the backs of government bureaucrats who take their orders from politicians, who get their money from big construction companies and other union stuff, and that's what this is. We're paying the price of this total corruption from the unions and what happens when they're in cahoots with the government. But meanwhile, still, there's no debate over the reality of the bridge and road conditions in our country. They suck. And so what's it? That's part of this. Isn't that part of the
stupidest? Yeah, the stupidest thing. And this is, again, political politics where people are representing their own interests and not the people that are elected. Because the one thing that Trump was desperate to do, and it would have brought in Republicans and Democrats, by the way, to do a deal on infrastructure, because everybody loves to spend people's money, but it would have been spent on a project that would have actually benefited the American taxpayers and everybody for that matter. And Nancy Pelosi would never have the conversation with them. She tried to use it as a building block to try to get him to do other legislation, and that's ridiculous. Now, I hope if Biden has a better relationship with Pelosi, which it seems that he does, that they can try to make it work, because that is something that is bipartisan. That's something that Democrats
Yeah, how is a road political? Lewis Black has a joke in his newest thing. He's like, how can a road be political? There's a left and a right side. It's a road. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous that roads are political.
All right, here's something that's not from the business department. You see, SpaceX launched a batch of spacecraft from Florida this past weekend, 143 different spacecraft. Bingo.
Yeah, a lot of satellites and mini satellites and bigger ones. It's a whole, it was a big trip.
It's the Small Satellite Rideshare Program. I never thought I'd see this. The most
Uber
satellites
for space.
Ever brought in, right, exactly. The Transporter 1 mission kicked off a pretty lucrative business for SpaceX. This went back a couple of years ago, the ride share program that they have with lots of satellites going up, and they're all different sizes and shapes. You know how much junk there is in the atmosphere up a couple of hundred miles above the surface? How much junk there really is?
Was
so
it Japan
much
who has like the
junk.
Big net in space that they've collected that they, right, that the satellite gets propelled around and it has a big net and it's collecting space junk?
Yeah.
I think it's Japan.
Yeah.
Or maybe, I doubt it's China. They don't care about pollution.
What is space junk? What's up there?
Space junk,
satellites
all
that don't
of these
work
satellites
anymore.
And pieces
like
of satellites.
Of
yeah.
It's like, not like
metal.
Straws on water bottles.
Not yet.
The straws are up the alien's nose. Sorry.
There's a lot of stuff. I was watching Saturday night a documentary on one of the, I don't remember which channel it was on, but it was all about what's going on in Roswell, excuse me, relative to planes that are there. There's somebody, somebody's got to have a life here. There's a guy who watches satellites in orbit, and his sole project has been to look at various Air Force bases and airplane hangar or hangouts where they park the planes. And he's noticed for the past 30 years, there was a red small plane parked in Roswell next to American uses Roswell for the most part to park its planes that it's not using. So all around these old MD-80s and stuff is this little red private jet. And they have this investigation. Somebody gets inside the plane and discovers that it was Elvis's. It was one of, so then they go back into this whole thing of how many people must have used it. And it looked just like something out of the 70s. The plane hasn't been flown for 30-some-odd years, just been sitting there. Somebody's tried to buy it, and they haven't been able to. But all that felt, what are that stuff they used to put velour on seats?
Yeah, that's how you knew you were fancy. You had velour.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
well, so did you ever go on Elvis's, the smaller jet that's parked at Graceland?
Across the street from the house,
Yeah. That's cool, with all the gold seatbelt buckles that he had put in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there's two planes parked there. There's a Convair
there's a big one and a little
880
one.
That he had. And then there's that little, I don't know whether it's a Learjet
like
or
a little
not,
private jet. I think it was, had a little dining table in it, I remember, and a bathroom, and I think maybe six seats or something like that.
Yep.
It's cute.
The pains of unionizing, we'll focus on that in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. I would call your attention to facebook.com/DJV show. Jay, right? We have that promo up for the Works Multifunction Jump Starter. I used this. I had a truck at the farm. For those of you who are new down in Mississippi and Alabama listening to this program today, in addition to being a broadcaster, I'm a farmer. And one of the fellows and I were working. It was so cold this weekend. We had a jumpstart a lot of stuff to get it started, tractors and trucks and stuff. So I pulled out this little Works jump starter. It's got an LED light with it. I have it in my pickup truck, and I put it on the old, this is an old International dump truck, and damned if the thing didn't start off this little battery that you wouldn't think would have enough oomph in it to get anything going. But all 12-volt batteries in motorcycles, ATVs, tractors, trucks, it works. It's very cool. And it also is a two-way charger for cell phones if you want. A lot of small electronics can benefit from plugging into the side. It's got a, what do they call it, a UTB? What's the thing that you plug in?
USB?
USB, that too. Yeah. All right, so the Works, Victoria's smiling from ear to ear now.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I was just thinking, I thought you were going to like a UTI place or something. I wasn't sure where you were going with that.
What's a UTI?
A urinary tract infection?
Oh, no. You won't get one of those.
That's a different story.
With the Works.
That's a different piece of Works equipment.
Yes,
right.
It is. The Works, WORX. Find out about the jump starter and the LED light available at Works. It's WORX.com, WORX.com, and Amazon.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
2021 is the perfect time to add a healthy new habit to your daily wellness routine, good nasal hygiene. We all know there's bad stuff in the air, allergens, bacteria, viruses, and that some of it's very dangerous. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, you can clean your nose with Navage. Your nose is the body's air filter, and with Navage, you help your body defend itself by flushing out the crud and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and it has over 40,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Join millions of Navage users to relieve congestion and allergies, breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Let 2021 be the year you start cleaning your nose with Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. Navage.
All right, so here's a sort of a less than subtle warning to people who are interested in unionizing. Apparently, Instacart is laying off every single employee who voted to unionize. How'd they find that out? That's supposed to be secret ballot.
This should be illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think, yeah, I don't like unions, but I don't believe this either. Really?
Because this was a story about AB5. This was a story out of California, and we had this on the ballot to reverse AB5, which was to prevent companies from, because the government was saying no one could be an independent contractor anymore, so you couldn't have the Jays and the Victorias and the Jens of the world working for this program because it would be illegal. You'd have to make us employees. And the same thing with DoorDash, and the same thing with all of these other companies that hire people independently. And so there was something that reversed that in California, and so the story was that they're trying to go after the people who voted against that initiative. I don't buy it.
This was in Illinois, though.
I saw something this weekend about California doing the same thing, and I just don't know how you do it. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Food for thought. It is 10 before the hour, DJV time.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle.
The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Day 3 after the hour, Monday visitation comes in the form of Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. You can send Tom your questions at moneypit.com. Matter of fact, Kim, one of the listeners to this program, went to our Facebook page, and you can connect. I mean, it's so easy. There's so much stuff around. Tom's got more things shaken than the cat's tail, and so one of the ways you can get to him is send him questions. And then there's the podcast, and there's the newsletter. So anyway, Kim wants to know the best way to store her firewood supply. She says she heard that keeping wood too close to the house can invite termites. Duh.
Well, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
What other things?
So, well, a couple of things. First of all, yes, if you keep lumber piled up against your house, you can definitely encourage a termite infestation. I used to find them, Doug, when I was a home inspector for all of those 20 or so years that I had that job. And mm-hmm. if I saw that pile, I would do a little snooping around that pile. And usually by the time I turned over one or two pieces of lumber, I would find termites. And that means that they're also getting into the house. So you want to keep it off the siding. It's okay to have it near the house, but keep it off the ground and don't connect it to the house by leaning it against the siding. If you have to build yourself a rack or buy a rack, keep it up off the ground so that there's some space around. And if you got a really big fire, keep it towards the back of your property.
The steel. I know there's a guy who lives in my neighborhood who's got, he cuts his own wood. You know, we have a woodlot now on the farm, and I've probably got 300 cords of wood being, you know, they've sold all of the dry stuff, so now they're getting it tempered for next year. But anyway, the thing that's so obvious about some of this stuff is when you put it on the ground, it's going to rot anyway. So put it on something like these little steel things you can buy probably at most of the Home Depot stores or your local hardware store and keep it off the ground. Otherwise, you're just asking for trouble, right?
Pretty Absolutely.
Much, that's the bottom line. Yep. All right, let's see what the new podcast is. Window replacement. That's a great question. Is it worth it? The podcast is episode 2068 at moneypit.com. So what about, I don't want you to give it away because I want people to go listen to it, but there's a lot of other stuff besides window replacement in there. I'm wondering yeah. about that. What is it? What
it's the time of year when certainly everyone thinks about whether or not they should be replacing the windows. The heating bills have been soaring in now for the last couple of months. We get yeah. uncomfortable sitting near our windows. You know, window technology has changed a lot, but it is a kind of purchase that one makes, you know, really once every 20 or 30 years in a house. And I think one of the questions is, what's the ROI? Now, if this is sort of your life house, this is where you're going to be, then it almost always makes sense to replace those windows. One thing that you should know, Doug, is that you don't have to tear out the siding to replace windows these days. That when we say a replacement window, we're talking about a specific type of window that is custom-made, which is the norm. It's not like custom is expensive. All these windows are designed to be custom-made to fit the old openings. A contractor simply removes, in the case of a double-hung window, the upper sash and the lower sash, pulls off a little bit of trim, and then yep. inserts the newly constructed high-efficiency window into that same space.
And, yeah, right.
Right, and so you want to look for windows that are Energy Star rated. That would be the minimum in terms of the quality.
And so would you say that you're an advocate for window replacement then?
I'm an advocate for window replacement if it's a house I'm going to be in probably for 10 years.
What does a new window cost these days?
Well, so you can buy a new window for $100, $200, depending on the size, you know, up to several thousand. But you know, a basic replacement window, you could buy a decent quality one. I mean, a basic double hung replacement window, you could probably buy one for $300.
Uh-huh. All right. The latest newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter. This is something I said to myself each time I see this. Who's dumb enough to leave their pipes exposed? Well, I was. I left the door open to the garage under the barn, and it's heated. And so this weekend it's 8 degrees here. Hello, see you later to that pipe. And so, you know, I guess you could do a lot of different things. You've got some tips on that, right?
How to stop pipes from breaking. That's right, Doug. And when it gets really cold like this, there are some things that you should definitely be doing. For example, you mentioned about leaving doors open. You know, if you have like a sink that freezes, make sure you leave the cabinet doors open because it allows a little bit of your household heat to get inside. You ever notice that when you open your cabinet door in the winter, it's very cold inside the cabinet? Well, it's because no warm air is getting in there. So open those doors. Make sure the outside faucets are turned off. And make sure that everything that you possibly can get to is insulated. All of those exposed water pipes should be insulated.
You want to hear how we used to do it on the farm? When I was a kid,
what's that?
We used to pile manure up along the sills, the bottom, the back, the outside.
Well, I don't
of the
recommend that. I'm pretty sure they don't sell that at Home Depot for that purpose.
No, but you can
but
go to
Doug,
your local.
Guess which pipe bursts first, a hot water pipe or a cold water pipe?
Hot water.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.